May Christ's light shine in your darkness.
I have experienced intense darkness in my life, severe depression, deep despair, piercing heartache. I would try to shine light on my darkness and strive to get rid of the fear, the rejection, the unworthiness, but to no avail. The darkness would stay. No amount of light I shone on it would make a difference.
Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. 2 Corinthians 4:4.
For the longest time, I never knew there was a light available for my darkness. You see, the God of this age has blinded our minds for fear that we would find out about the glory of Christ that is able to shine on our darkness and turn it to light.
But the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one, and it is founded on better promises. Hebrews 8:6.
The ministry Jesus has received is superior to anything I have ever come across. It is the only ministry that has the power to remove my darkness and put light in its place.
I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the Word of God in its fullness. The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but now is disclosed to the saints. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:25-27.
The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages was disclosed to my heart, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The light of Christ's glory erased the darkness in my mind and in my heart, and exchanged the darkness for his own laws of love, truth, and hope. This is still an ongoing process every day in my life. Whenever darkness entered my mind and heart, I surrender it to the light of Christ's glory and watch the darkness disappear miraculously. I bless you.